living. And if you can go out, אבל אפילו כאמרו לי בא משבס ולא ימוצר מלא משבס מכל מוקים דווקא נותת מסוי שבס משום דעת למסוי שבס תהילים בידם צולים כיחדו והרובעון ואמר הרבה אבל חי אוכל מיצר הבא יסוב אבי תירדת וכמיצר כלל מחי אבל תירדת למוצר בויל חושב תירדת מיצר כאילו שתורו במשן יוכל עסס מצווה. So what kind of mitzvah is a mekayim? Is mekayim a mitzvah of your race of Malakach. If somebody, Rabbi Yehine says in Shari Tshuva, if somebody, you know, sometimes a person, let's say, he finds a chticha on the table, and he has a doubt in his mind, and maybe it's chelek, but he eats it anyway. Now he's an optimist, you know, especially in Bar Yisurim, so many people tend to be optimists. When it's a question of losing $1, so then they are pessimistic. But it's a question of Yisurim, so they are big optimists. So he eats it anyway. Then it turns out it wasn't chayv. So that's mischaving. That's mischavim leechel isa viochleta. So the Gemara in Dorim says that tzorich kapor, because the Torah says he bear chumash. Chumash hamishim bear, right? Being being shmei aisha yoni aisha, the hater is nidra shalal, the is nidra shalal, asher oscha nafsha vadishem nislach. Why vadishem nislach? He was made for the nether. So she has no abeira. So why vadishem nislach? The answer is, the Torah has reference to a case where the Baal was made for her nether, but he didn't tell her that he was made for the nether. So she thought that he wasn't made for the nether. She knew that the Baal heard of that, but he didn't tell her that he was made for the nether. So the nether is bottled, and she took a nether not to drink wine. Not to drink wine, but it's a cup of serious, whatever. So, and the Baal was made for the nether, so she was allowed to drink wine. And she did drink wine, but she was mischabenes liisa. She didn't know that she is mutaris. So Rabbi Shem Yislach lo. So Mishchavim Lechel Tzachazir the all of Yodi Psa play. He was not even the Yisrael of eating Chazah. He didn't eat Chazah. But it's Tzorich Mechile Eslicha Mikapar. In other words, the person is a Chayit. So from this we learn out. So from Yehim it says in Shari Tshuveh. Even in a case, not only in a case where she thought she was doing bad eyes. But if a person thought that he is doing something that might involve an Isa, there was a chosha of Isa. But then he decided, why do I have to be such a pessimist? I can be an optimist. I don't have to be chayishish. Maybe it's chayla. I can assume, I can take it for granted it's not chayla. You know, there are many people like that. They are observant and they are very firm and everything like that. But they are big optimists. I mean, they are tailored. They are tailored. So really, that means that he's not a Yirei Hashem. He's not a Chol Avorim. If he had been a Yirei Hashem, if he had been the kind of mitzvah of the Yirei Samarikecho, he wouldn't be such an optimist and be Tehrev. So in other words, if a person, let's say, is upset because he cannot fulfill the mitzvah, some mele is the kind of mitzvah of Yirei Samarikecho. That doesn't mean that every Jew is mechuyev to be upset every time he has to do the kind of mitzvah. But if a person is upset because of the mitzvah, so it's not like being upset towards Moshe B'Yam. Somebody is upset towards Moshe B'Yam, so he doesn't get some mischav. No, the story is told. You know, the Bisalevi, when Bisalevi baked matzahs for Pesach, so it was, he was so disturbed because he was cheshish, and he had to watch the meat, and he was not Nisir Das. So the Ritziv said once about him, he made a comparative evaluation of his Zeras mitzvahs and Bezalevi Zeras mitzvahs. He said, they are both Zoya mitzvahs. But when I make matzahs for Pesach, so I don't suffer in any way. I watch and everything, but I'm not upset. The Bezalevi, is there, when he makes matzahs for Pesach, so it's like, you know, he's going through, a very dangerous journey, he says. He is so much sad. So what was it? I mean, it was because the Nitziv was the Yirei King and the Bishalim was the Yirei King, but different approaches, not all the daily, not all the tzaddikim had the same approach. So it was, so when I say he's the kind of mitzvah, if he's upset, that doesn't mean he's mechuyev to be upset, but if one is upset and disturbed because of the mitzvah, he chose a certain madrege. It's not like Tovas Finosibia. Rabbi Yisraeli, let me meet you, come, I'll tell you what the boy has done, let me see, told me, I'm not going to ask you, but 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 I'm not going to ask you, and I'm not going to ask you, so it seems that the Ben Yishon said to you, Cheskel, when he was an Ovid, Peiro Chobu Shalecho, that he has to put the tefillin on. So that was only a special Hirasho, to Yecheskel, that he has to keep the tefillin, but any other Ovel not. But if you try to pray Shema on Teir, the Ovel may or go for Kana, you will say, I know you can't handle me like Shem Mitzvah's Mitzvah. You can't imagine that the tefillin is not after Yecheskel and Avaloi Yishavei. You can tell me Teir, you can tell me Shavei in Yecheskel. You can bring Ovel also to Tamo Teir, and from Rachman and Yecheskel and again. ובשלים עד לעשר אמרו עם עוזר רחמון על יחזקל וכולהו מנענו עושה אבל להתיר לא ידע מרימון אלי לחוד על איש עושה so in other words, generally speaking all the things that the Benishon told to יחזקל so we learn out from that that the same thing applies to everyone except this here the Benishon told יחזקל he has to put on it through. And we learn now just the country. So why is it? So he says, if the Rebbeinu Shalom assert Yecheskel something, so then it's mustaba that it's a general imperative. But if here with the Rebbeinu Shalom was matter Yecheskel something, so it's only Roasho to Yecheskel Anobi, not to everybody, every other. kam es an neue, kam es an neue. Aber da du tust an neue, behält ihr behochen, wie kommen auf ihn doch dabei, wie du hast den Mütze. Und du musst wohl den Michael mit Massiv und die Schmuel, du hast so wieder, und du kannst auch tippen mit Reis, du hast die Tür, der hat, und du musst wohl den Mütze und die Schmuel, komm, was ich auch, ey, und... Wir haben es an neue, wir haben es an neue, wie Tanje, hat keine, ist es absolut, nur die will betrieben, ob ich habe es. וחכמים מתירים מן חכמים אומרה ברב שמעון דמדור שם נסחה ומותר אמרו לו יבייה ואומר רב שמעון בפסיקי שבו לא יומוס so הבייה זכה שבויס how can רב שמעון be how can the חכמים is רב שמעון be matered because he's not this habit with Chabure, but it's a psikhaishe. Omalei, now we already discussed it. Omalei, loika lo lubavu yim shim p'kiim batoi. Elo yeish p'kiim batoi. Now let's see the Rashi. Batoi yishematim means dobin v'nitzim dam, yim kiim v'p'kiim, oh yeah, yeah. Yim kiim teir lomo, monefshech. If it's Pkim Batoye, if we are dealing with those of Pkim Batoye, so why do we say that the Chosni is Poter, Mikrishme? Why do we say Chosni is Poter, Mikrishme? Now, taste this. Taisu says that Vahmasla Mato Shishmunim Lomo, Mato Lomo. So he says in the last line, Vahavet Dunga Diteire Lomo, Iporch Nano Mishas. So the Kashi is not from it, not Teire Lomo on a weekday, but on Friday night. Chosn Potam Krishma in Rosa Maise. And Friday night is also part of Krishna. And why? And that Tane holds that Duas Mitzvah is Mutter. That's why it's told, as Rabbi said. Because Duas Mitzvah is Mutter. But if you say we are dealing with people who are Pkim Batoye, so why is it told? Why is it told? Is it told? In other words, so whether the told is because he is apprehensive, anxious, lest he will not find the Rebshua. But if he is Boki Batoye and Friday night, so he intends to be veiled Derech HaToye. So then, so he will not find out so whether she is Rebshua or not anyway, because he will be veiled Derech HaToye. Why is he told? And the according to Abba Pshat, maybe he will find her a Khrushchev also again if he doesn't intend to make the bill of the Derech HaToye, so then he might be afraid. But if he intends to do a Derech HaToye, so then he shouldn't be disturbed by that fear. So there's the Limoras Kashe. So the Limoras Kashe is in Kintiret Lomo. And why is he Potter of Krishman? Maltyudeli potami krishme. So the more answers lishein iboki. So yin iboki muter, shein iboki. Oser. Boki muter will be Shabbos. Lui psikreishin liyomitsu. And the name iboki should be oser. And it is not mashma like that, it's mashma. That everybody is muta living Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Reit Pkimei." Now here is that's the question. What's the pshat? Reit Pkimei. Kilkach stomer lapsik reishu yomusu. Now according to Rashi, in view of the fact that we took notice of Rashi in Zvochim, where Rashi says in the sugya of Mizalti Yain al Gabayishu. Shmuel says it's mutter to Mizal Kanal Gabayishi, even though it involves the psikreishi to extinguish the fire in the Deach, because since it's biode to the Mizalei to tipping dakeis, so then it will not extinguish, so even if it doesn't be tipping gases, and it will definitely extinguish, it's also more. So we explained it to her, as she is, that the chatting situation is not that if a person is in having to act number one, and act number one necessarily entails act number two. So the kavone that he directs towards act number one is the alpidim attributed to act number two. No. If the act number one necessarily, without any exception, 100%, not 99%, but 100%, entails act number two, then it's a raya, it's not two different acts, it's hanach. And when we say, this is act number one, this is act number two, it's a matter of semantics. In other words, we cannot, if it had been possible to chop off the head of a tzipah without any tzipah, so then, chopping off the head of a tzipah would be one thing, and deadening the tzipah would be something else. But since it's impossible, so it's hanach, it's semantics. So here, Rashi, that's Rashi, since it's possible to be misalei for tipping that case, that will not necessarily involve a kibbu of the fire of Gecholim. So mele, even if he does it with tipping gases, it's a different act. It's a different act. So here also the pshat of Rashi is, since it's possible to be veil der hatoye with the chabure, so mele it's a raya that being veil was mitzvah and making chabure are two separate acts. If it had been impossible, so then it would be hanach. But since it's possible to be veil der hatoye and not cause a chabure, so mele it's a raya that it's two separate acts. So mele it's a mishave if it's two separate. But the question is, according to Rashi, that's according to Rashi. But according to Rashi, why don't we more emphasize rape kinyan? Rashi says, hilkach stomeh lav sikreishin yomis. Suppose it had been rovenim kinyan. But there is a new key. Suppose there is one in 1,000 people. So what? As long as one in 1,000 people can be bailed a hatoye without making chabure, so it's also a raya that bilas mitzvah is one act and making chabure is another act. Well, most of the time, one results in the other. So why don't we more emphasize the Hopkin? Oh, I didn't say because the Mitzias is Hopkin. But from Rashi's Mashma, Hopkin and Hiltach stone a lot of secretion, Williams. Smashma, only because Hopkin. But if Newt would be Pkin, then it would be considered secretion. Only because of what has the effect of what to do. Now, Rashi says, "Result in Yana Rabbi Nishin Shmuel because Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon." Those in the so Rashi is the Kashi, but me Rav Shimon is gracious. Rashi is the Pharisee laughing because it's Efshel is only the tipping dakis. Then it will not be Mechada. It will not be Malchus. So even if it's only the tipping gases. So so it's not a situation. So he explained. Now I'll take myself as an example. I, since the stroke, I don't have the control in the left hand. The right hand I have the control. So if I want to pour water, I can pour tipping buckets, I can pour tipping gases, I can regulate. But with the left hand I can when I wash my hands, so I just pour. I take the handle of the cup with the left hand and I hold it very firmly and I pour. But I can't control it. In other words, I cannot regulate. I want just to drop tipping buckets. Can I do it? I don't have the control. Because I had a stroke in the right side of my brain, so that affected. It took away the control over the left hand. people who have a stroke in the right side of the brain, so they don't have the control in the right of it. Suppose a person, unfortunately, was afflicted with two strokes, one stroke in the right side of the brain, and one stroke in the left side of the brain, then he wouldn't have control in the right hand or in the left hand. Now, suppose it has to show most human beings, has to show it would be a good situation. If most human beings would be afflicted with two strokes, the right side of the head and the left side of the head. So they wouldn't have the control either on the right hand or the right hand. And then they would have to be the stroke victim. Let's say if I had been taught to with the right hand, so I could control it. I could regulate. I could pour tipidakis, and I could pour tipidakis or gases as I want. But suppose I'm told you have to resolve your left hand, I would pour. But I would pour in the form of a jet. It would be such tipping gases. I mean, all the wine would be poured out, you know, in a split second. Even if I had to pour out from the whole barrel, so I would pour it out in a jet, in 1 second. I don't have the control. So if most human beings have been afflicted with two strokes, so then Rashi couldn't say he can pour the tipping gases. He can pour the tipping gases. He can only pour the tipping gases. He cannot pour the tipping gases. Impossible, they don't have the control. So then the situation would be that pouring on top of the holy is heinach, is extinguishing the fire. Because they're not in a position. Not in a position. So then it would be a situation. Then it would be the same act. The reason as to why it's two different acts, because fortunately, the overwhelming majority of human beings are not afflicted with strokes, not even one stroke. It's only a muted of people are afflicted with strokes. So mainly, generally speaking, a person is able to pour with tipping gases and tipping dakis. And when he pours with tipping dakis, then it does not involve the kibu of the Geholim. So mele it's a raya that pouring on top of Geholim is one act, and extinguishing the fire of the Geholim is another act. But if unfortunately human beings, the majority of human beings would be afflicted with strokes, and they couldn't possibly pour except be tipping gases, should be gases, not be tipping dakis altogether, so then it would be the same act, it would be hanach. It would be hanach. So this is what Rashi is emphasizing. Rashi is saying, great kinei, kinkach, stomelach, sikreishe goyomus. So in other words, since of kinei, if, let's say, the overwhelming majority of people wouldn't be able to make it with their hatoye. So generally speaking, whenever a person is able as mitzvah, it must necessarily entail a chabura. So mele, it would be hainach. It would be hainach. But in view of the fact that rov people are able to make the their hatoye, without making chabura. So mele, since rof people are able to be there without their hatoye, without making chabura, so mele it is two different acts. So mele is not sikhaj. So I mean, I'll tell you, years ago before the stroke, I didn't understand this action. That because of the stroke, so I'm able to understand this action. Before the stroke, I never understood this action. But now, so, because of the stroke, so I'm able to understand the Russian. So he says, Hilkach, Stomela, Psychration, Leons. Now then, the more as the Kashi. Omri Hode, Barab, Konel, Abaye, Elomato, Shishvon, Lomo, Mapo, Lomo. Now what's that Kashi? So Rashi says, Shishvon, Lomo, Mahashi, Kiyin, Lidl, Dori, Dam, Hode, Tan, Likam, and Hode, Mamikin, and Shleish, Shishvin, Echod, Lui, Bechod, Lo. Maschmisch ist ein Hossen des Akau, der Kolumne Wacker, der Chemische, in Abgur am Ries, die Tein ist Zulich. Die Kien war Toye, Maschisch bin in Jürgen. So man ist ja, if people on the say, that all the DNA, so what kind of a guarantee was it? What kind of a control was it? To be babies, the Hossen and the Kau, in other words, they shouldn't perpetrate a fraud. Shouldn't perpetrate a fraud. I mean, we can perpetrate the fraud anyway. Yabedik. So he'll deliberately be bailed by Toye, and then so he'll not find any dam. And then when the Edim, the Shushbinim, will inspect the cloth, they won't find any dam naturally. So what's the purpose of doing all this detective work? I mean, we can perpetrate the fraud anyway. Mapolomo, it was absolutely easy. Tamechol Gassino, Lokasin Shishvin, Lopa Mapolomo, Omale, Shemoyira, the Eid, Omale, Shemoyira, the Eid, Shemoliata, the Eid, Sida, the Yaten, Rubin, the Lima, Tosida, Ibu Batoy, Ibu Lipipi, The purpose of all this inspection is in case where he didn't try at the very outset to perpetrate it. So if we don't have Shishvinim, then he might decide after the B.A. So in other words, to perpetrate the fraud. So then it will be checked. So then it will be covered. Alright, now the taste. Now, so what the pshat we said in Rashi, we do not say the Tesvus, because Rashi is Shitosin is Vochen. So here's the cheating, that even if something is done in a way that it necessarily involves expression, but if the same act could be done without involving expression, so it's Mutter, because it's a different act, but because Tesis Shite is not like Rashi. So Tesis doesn't agree with Rashi there in Zlochim, just because if he were to be Mizalim, if he be Bakes, he wouldn't be Mechabe. So mainly it's Mutar even to Mechabe be tipping Gases. And Tesis Shite is explicitly to the counter of that. So, that it's only Mutar to be Mizalim for tipping Bakes. But or to pour it on that part of the Mizbeach where they are made Gehol, but to pour it on the Gehol in be tipping Gases is also. It's also. So Tesis couldn't explain it the way Hashem is. So Tesis doesn't explain it the way Hashem is. Aber die Schabe schon ist haben wir über die Mure, Teire, Lomo, die Schabe ist schon die Boki, die Schabe ist schon die Boki, die Schabe ist Krishme. Da für Abkin, die Schabe ist Meise, die die Meise, die Reim, die Schabe ist Kim, Hilkach, Trudin, Kulom. Rebki, hey? So, he cannot explain it way Rashi, so Rashi, he explains, since Rebki, hey, So Mimele, it's a different act. But if they wouldn't be pkiin, so the only mute people would be pkiin, so the vis-a-vis the Einam pkiin, it would be considered as the same act. As the same act as Hanach. But Teisves cannot explain it that way. Because Teisves is chelek and Rashi in Zvach. Reifkin in the whole heart, the heart is upkin in the rain. He could have been Mashma roche, the Kumakim batoye. So he explained already this Teisves. This Teisves tends to indicate that he agrees with the Shita of the Taz. Not in the Shita of Rabbi Leia. And we saw that there is a machlekes between the Mordechai and the Ramban, and the Chama isn't very clear. I mean, the Mishneh Berurah points out that the Ramban in the Chama is chilek on the Mordechai Shita. So what's the machlekes? Sofik psikreishi. When the sofik is not in respect to the future, but when the sofik is in respect to the Ora. Let's say there is a box, and I want to close the door of the box, and there is a possibility that there are many flies in the box. But he doesn't know. So the Taz says he's allowed to close the door of the box. He doesn't have to inspect and explore and see whether there are any flies behind the sheets, behind the pillows, or any. Since he doesn't know whether there are flies or there are no flies in the box, he's allowed to go to the door. And suppose it turns out there are flies, the Dovashim is having it's like walking down grass and Shabbos. Even if it turns out he walked out grass. But it wasn't a certainty. So here too, things is a certainty. So Abdeliga is held. And Abdeliga says, no, but here the suffering is not in respect to the future. It's in respect to the past, to the present. So if Rabbi Shmai is Gaia, there are flies, then he's doing the psikreish, except as he doesn't know. So it's a subject psikreish. So from this taste, it's mashma. And the mentions Raya from the Din Ramon Simon Pizayan, that is from the name of the Mordechai, that if a Israel is a guest in the house of the Goy, the house of the goy is not allowed to stir the gecholim under the pot, even though he knows that he's cooking in the pot, he's cooking vegetables. But there is a possibility that an hour before we cooked meat the goy, and 2 hours before we cooked milk. So the Beit Neakri had a year of Bosor and Chor, and by now he's cooking vegetables in it. So by stirring the gecholim, in effect, he'll be mevashel basa becholot. He'll be mevashel basa becholot. So mumeile it's osa. But, so Abdeliga says, according to the Taz Lomdes, it's not a certainty that he cooked an hour before milk and an hour before meat. It's a possibility. But maybe he didn't. So mumeile it's the Russian mishabit. So we see from this Mordechai that when do we say if he doesn't know if the Roshim is Chavim, if the Sofik is in the future, does it? But if the Sofik is in the past, so if Rav Ishmael is Gali, that this Goy cooked Bosor and Cholov within the last few hours in the same pot, so Mele by stirring the Gacholim, so it's a situation to be mafleet. The blea of the cholov and the blea of the basal and to combine them together, the bishul, so it will be either an isa of the sebashal and the halavim. Alright? So that's the Mordechai. But the Ramban, the Mishneh Berurah points out, that the Ramban in the Kira of Muhammad, in the Sugye of Halecham Shekno and the Mishneh, so the Ramban. So the halacha is that he is allowed, if let's say in a certain pot, in a certain kettle, so water was heated, and then he pours out the water, he can fill it up with cold water. So the shaila, by the question raised by the Ramoya was, how he's allowed to pour to fill it up with cold water. Maybe this pot, when it was heated, so it was heated for the first time. So then he'll be mitzal the kele. That's supposed to go temporary. So he'll be mechazik the kele by filling it up with cold water, because that was the derech of the tzilafim. In other words, to finish the kele, to make it strong. So they used to take a piece of metal and to heat it at a very high temperature, and then to dump it in cold water. So the Rambam says, no, it's not the situation. It's not the situation. Because maybe it was Nitzav already, but maybe it wasn't Nitzav yet. So that's the Shaila of the Taz and Rabbi Leia. So we see from the Milchamis, Mishnah Bura mentioned this line, from the Milchamis, Shabbos, that he agrees in the Taz, not in front of him. Not in front of him. Well, anyway, so this stays there, it's mashma. Peyush, or Reif Jinin, the whole Chad, the Chad, Misapkino, the Reif, the Kulomito, mashma hoche, so he says, Misapkino, the Reif. And taste doesn't mean because we go over some. Because if Tetzes had meant that we go Basar off, so Tetzes should use another expression, the Cholchad V'chad Azlirim Basar off. He says, Misapkin on the rope. Why couldn't it be something on the rope? So that's throwing another shayla. Because Kol Kavua Ki Mechza Al Mechzadam. But there is a machlekes between Tetzes and Rambam and Gushi. Tetzes says that when does it have a din of kavua? If the yisrael is nikar in kele, but if the yisrael, let's say you have 10 stores, 9 stores sell in the Rosh Chodesh, and 1 store sells not the Rosh Chodesh, and 9 stores sell basar shchuta, and 1 store sells nevela, basar nevela, and a person bought in one of the 10 stores, but he doesn't know in which. So then we don't go with Basar. Or call the Polish because the identity of the store that sells Nivelo is determined, except he doesn't know in which store he bought it. But the identity is Nikam Kane. Machine Kane, or it's not Nikam Kane. Then it's not the war. Here it's not the king, because as Stacey says, even though Rob is king, but everyone doesn't know whether he is a blocky or not a blocky. So it's not Nikam and Kane. So according to Stacey, yes, it's not the war. But according to Rambam, it is the war. So Mele, Stacey says in the Russian, the Chokhav, the Chav, is a king of war. Not that Stacey says, he agrees here with the sheet of the Ramban, not with his own sheet in Chum, in Zbochim. Because Tezer doesn't want to involve itself now in that child, because it's not relevant. For this halacha, it's not relevant. It doesn't make any difference whether we say like Tezer in Chum, or we say like Tezer in Gushin, or we say like the Ramban in Gushin. As long as there is a suffix, some male, it's a Gushin. That's why it was. The whole half the half was a king of the world, the Kulam Tol, Mashma Hoche, the Hubon Pichin Bato. Because the Gemara says, Hofki. Anyway, so from this basis, it's Mashma like the Taz. And the Ramban in Hamis, in Peel Kiro, is also like the Taz. But the Mordechai, in Abizor, I think it's Abizor, there are more in the same design when you use the model. I think it's not bizarre. Not a maybe it's a hope. So he should use like Habit Leia. He should use like Leia. Then I won't say that even the Mordechai could agree with the Taz sheep regarding the Shabbos by applying the Rabchaim. What's the Shiloh between Habit Leia and the Taz? Suppose there is a Sophic, but the Sophic is in respect to the present, not the future. It's in respect to the over. So the Tassis is still considered a Roshimus. When is it considered Mishabe only Mitzvah? But if it's not a Vadai, even though it is a subject that is objectively determined, only but subjectively it's not determined. So Havdreyashite is when we say that if it's not, that if it's a Sofik, it's the Roshim Mishabe, if the Sofik is the kind of Sofik that is objectively not determined. But whether there are flies in the box or not, objectively it is determined. Subjectively it's a Sofik. He doesn't know. If he'll pick up all the sheets, we'll push all the sheets in law. So objectively, Mitzias is determined. But he doesn't. So the Tasa says, it doesn't make any difference whether it's an objective topic, let's like walking on grass, and Shabbos, so it's an objective topic. It's objectively not determined. It will be objectively determined after he walks. So then he'll know whether he plucked out grass, or he didn't walk on the grass. But until he walks on the grass, it's objectively undetermined. Then, Mashem can hear objectively determined. It might be Goluk Lapishmaya that there are 100 flies in the box. But subjectively, it's not determined. So then it is Sophic situation. Then it is Sophic situation, so it should be awesome. And that's how the gray. So, now Reb Chaim says there is a difference between Shabbos and Kol HaTerekul. Insofar as Kol HaTerekul is concerned, only with the Reb Shimon, that there is a halacha of the Rosh Mishab Mitzvah. So, in order to be Mais Havera, he has to have Kavone. But Sikreishi is considered Kavone, but only Sikreishi Michli, the law says, is considered Mishab. But Sikreisha Lichbeslei is not considered, Mishab, but Mishab. Mashein came out with the Rabbud, who says that in Kol HaTerekule, the Roshim Mishab is Chayefdu, if in Ozir will be Chayefdu from the past place, his hair, and will pluck out two hairs, so his five mouth is a contrary. But by Shabbos, the Rabbud is made that if he walks on grass on Shabbos, and it works out grass is born, because it's not Melechus Machshebes. But Melechus Machshebes does not, Melechus Machshebes is not expressive of the prerequisite of Kavanah, but of Yidia. So, when is the element of Yidia lacking? When there is no expression. But if there is expression, except it's Leir Peslei, then the element of Yidia is not lacking, so then it's higher to. Then he's hired to. Now we can apply the same one this inversely the same one this. In other words, Akvedia mentions the Raya from the Mordechai negative Taz, but the Mordechai doesn't deal with Shabbos. The Taz deals with Shabbos. The Mordechai deals with Kol HaTerekul in the Yisrael of the Sefasha of Diba Chalabim. So there it's only Shaila of yes Mishabim or not Mishabim. So really the Mordechai Shita is, insofar as the general deen of Doroshim Mishabim is concerned, so when do we say it's Doroshim Mishabim if the Sofik is in the Osset? Sofik Osset, let's say, knows it. He wants to know whether he can comb his hair with his hands. If he comb, definitely not, because that's a situation. But with his hands, sometimes he'll pluck out hair, sometimes he'll not be out. So, according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter, because he doesn't know whether there is hair or whether he'll tear out hair or not. So, Mele, even if he does tear out, he's not considered mishab. It's not because of the time. Mashein Kim, when he stirs with the holy under the pot, and there is a possibility that there is was er een kool op de pad. Ieder aan de pad hetzelfde begin was op de kool. Oh, we doe je in de weg van de pad. So don't make any difference, because these are official applies in either case. Some melee, we cannot change it. What I says, we cannot change nothing Sophic. Why? Because it is Sophic. It's a Sophic, a subjective Sophic. But objectively, it might be determined that there is Bosal and Chalop, except that he doesn't know. Some melee, if it's Klapish, my guy. Another act of visual of Bosal. He doesn't know what if Klapishmai is guiding the belief of the whole of the path. So then he's considered his consciousness. Mahemik in the Shabbos. So in addition to the general meaning of the original there is a special meaning of Ras Machabed. And Ras Machabed is the expressive of the language of the DA. Whether the Sophic is in the future or the Sophic is in the past. Does he have idea? Does he know? He doesn't know. So it's not an objective Sophic. It's a subjective Sophic. But as far as idea is a subjective phenomenon anyway. Idea is a subjective phenomenon. So, yes?
But shouldn't he make it his business to know?
Why should he make his business? Why should he work hard? The element of idea is lacking. Why does he have to work hard? Why? So there is no idea.
No, there is no idea.
What?
To find out if it's a psikresha or not.
No, but it's moot there, because even if they are, even if Rav Ishmael is Galia, there are 500 flies, 1,000 flies in the grass. But when he closes the door, he doesn't know that he saw the flies. So maybe the element of Yidin is lacking. So it's not in Lachas Machsheves. Why does it have to be in Nevada? So that's why it's not. Oh, but you could say, if from the point of view of the Roshim is Chavi, so then it should be Osir. And it should only be Muter from the point of view of Lachas Machsheves. So it should be like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda only says that he's not higher for the Roshim is Chavi. But in the Rabbanon is also. Why? Because since in Kolater Kule he should be high also. But by Shabbos it's not also the highest because of his special meaning. So then the Rabbanon it is also, even though the element of Yidiye is present. So here too, why is it as matter to close the door of the box? Since if the Taz agrees with Taisles, I mean, if the Taz agrees with the Ramban and Taisles, so then you understand. But if the Taz does not agree with the Ramban, if the Taz, if we say the Aloch is like the Mordechai, so in Kolater Kule, so that wouldn't be considered in this habit. But by Shabbos, it should be mutar because of Melachas Machsheves, so it should be like those who is having by Shabbos a little bit of beauty. So it's just a matter of, they're not allowed to walk on grass, lechatchile, on Shabbos. Even though you'll never be high the chatos anyway. But in Rabban it's also, so here too, it should be also in the Rabban. And why is the task not here? But since the task could be explained, since when somebody is taught twice, so it's not even lock of the eyes anyway. It's only a single bone. Because Sibaba Shin didn't eat it. People don't go fly hunting. I mean, this is not a usual thing. So Sibaba Shin didn't eat it. So maybe if Sibaba Shin didn't eat it, there is no use of sitting in the eyes. Only in the Rabbana. And Taisve says in one washing we have it here, that where it's a Misa Rabbana, let's say, it's a Misa Rabbana, and he's saying he's having, so then it's Mita Rabbana Shalom to walk in. We have such a thing. Oh. In Jerusalem, I walk at the Kabude, the Kalko is a Pesach Shore, what's the explanation? Because the Kalko Chathir is not also in the rice, it's only in Shvus. And in addition, the Kalko is hard, and so it's not. And the question which Rei Rosser and Bude Afrika with the Tarte in the Schaaf and the Kauf in Anna Habe, the Amusha Pekan, the Lume, the Alte, the Gagun, the Zohar, Afrika, the Kota, a few Kabul in the High Lotion Street, every time the Kota should Kauf out, the Jonte Foster and Bude, Chiu, Afrika, the Schaaf and the Kauf, the Yei Schleim, the Adroche Shore Fei, Mishu, and Mishu, we can have a mitzvah. So according to the first thousand days, so in this having a little bit of a beauty and in his use in the Rabbanon is only as Muta Mokhnitzvah, but Shalom Mokhnitzvah not. But then there's another one. In Ame Shalom Mokhnitzvah, Lame Hechadit Yitkar Tishor. In Gabichrit, Yesh Ramit Kim Shem Kar Tore Gamer, and it's a Kintzaz, 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 and it's a so according to the second Loshin of Yisnes, so Rav Yehuda is matter lechatchila donoshim mischadim in the Rabbanon, and since here is here because even according to the Mordechai, so but we can say by Shabbos it's not also midraise, it's not also midraise because by Shabbos it's not also midraise because it's not in Melachas Machsheves. Even though Rav Yehuda is made, it's also in the Rabbanon. But in this case, In this case, since it's only a misrabbon, and in addition, it's any mishabe in some melee, it should be mitoligamre. It should be mitoligamre. So we could reconcile the Taz being even in the sheet of the Marsha. We don't have to say that the Taz psak is only a little bit shite of the Pilchameis and Tezus here. It could even conform to the shite Samodachai. But anyway, we have in Machlekes Hashem, in Bechayel, in connection to Bechayel, the Machlekes between the Taz, in Simon Shin Te Zayin, or Chai, and the Rega, in Simon Te Zayin Yadeye, so there is a Machlekes between Tezus and the Ramban on one hand, and the Mordechai on the other. Alright, now. Reif ging in chol chad mit chadm es abgim an virei, di kon mit zoi, ma schmoch abgim an tkim, ba toye, bin ting adam dinam fed beiz den vide, sulo shi romal yikune, din shibotku al pi chobjes, kuro in reich an eilei, ni chashin an di shmuel, doma lechen leidu, kam od bires bloi dam, od bim od am beti ibo, u mosig di shmuel ishriach, u tel bas ven min, hakom ashan shmuel rab gubre, who Amrino Nochel Ripkine in the Gemara there says that that's an unusual thing to be Pkin Batoy. Here the Gemara says that this is the usual thing, what Pkin Batoy. Ye Shreima, Shmuel or Yochel Livir Bilod Mure, she is Shemisaberes, they will eat them, Abo Batoy in Shemisaberes. Roche Bayu the Gidya, let them make Batoy because she was in Sabro. So that's an unusual thing. But to be there without becoming embarrassed, that is Ripkin, that's Tezus Teres. But the number of Rishenu Shmukabetz is giving different Teres. But in Ochanami, there is Ripkin, but there is a difference. Ladies Pkinhei, so that means that for people, it happens to them that they are built sometimes Batoi. But for people, they cannot regulate to be Be'el Batoy or never they want to be Be'el Batoy. Most of the time, even if they intend to be Be'el Batoy, but they will be late down. But Rokhkin Batoy, that it will happen to them. But it will happen to them unintentionally. So sometimes they might intend to be Be'el Shalidah Hatoy, and they will be Be'el Atoy, and sometimes vice versa, I mean just the reverse. But Rokhtina means Rokh people, it happens to them that they are Be'el Batoy. But blindly, it happens to them blindly, not deliberately. Shmuel was able to control it. Whenever he wanted to be Be'el Batoy and not be made down, he was able to be Be'el Batoy. And if he wanted to be Be'el, with each other's down, so he was able to do whatever he wanted. He had the full control. And Rav people are able to be Be'el Batoy blindly, but not to do it deliberately. Yes, Atoy, not Atoy. This is the assumption. So we have all kinds of shock. Elomatish Mloma Mapaloma. Okay, the Bundes Commission King Libeo. לידם שמיית ולתעסק הדעי תשאיתו ומשנה בששפונים ומאפריהם שאין לא יעת בידל the purpose of ששפונים ומאפריז שמיית בידל בלמורה בידל המאפה ואין יעת בין אשל מטרות פויים וחילולי מער עדיין צועני בקושל רידים מתאר עצמה שאית שלה נעבו לשניר דמאסק הדעי פויים עדיין צועני וקראתי רצחוסון הספר ומיר הלווי כי פירוש המתם כי דווקא משבס כפור דמאפים ששפינים לא מור יצורך דילו בעתוי דמאיס בחולים שישים ששפינים אפילו בשבס so what's the purpose of using ששפינים בשבס ושם השם או יערה שלא יעתו ביבר בילד מורה ביבר דם פצורי I had a dunya di teire lomo di polk nam mishabe. So this kashe is also only from Friday night, not from the other nights, just like the kashe of teire lomo. So the kashi is only from fighting eyes, not from the others. Alright. Moshe Rabame, Hamapis Moshe Mishabos, Ilazis Lopechaye, Ilhezim and Ilecho, Toter. So what the kashi, the Kaimelon, Toter and Mutale Hatrile, Itzi Shabes, Kashi Lemandosa, Dainame Leitzi Damu, so Rashi emphasizes here that Hamapis Moshe when you squeeze out the pus, so it's not only that you squeeze out pus, you squeeze out them too. Otherwise, so it takes this thing more. So here too, it involves the chapur. So the Gemara says too that in the case where he squeezes out pus, so then in the pus that he squeezes out, there is a little bit of dam too. But that dam is certainly not a chabur. So, hosom poki di okia, hoche poki di loy okia, pota vika, yeah, hosom gabi leiche poki tkom biyacha di okia kumina boso, veini lotzeris, hoche damsulimu poki du, di loy okia, di gamel nidra, tzaz, biksolim, afotishin yuchuda, kishodami, volim elekonus, miudim elim yuchuda u, shini muchan lotzeris, kileichom, Now, I don't want to start the case raising an Aleichah because then I might keep you over time. But I just want to go over the Rashi. Chayeb Shul, in Lassis Lopesh, and Echshavim Yapesh, in Yisro Pesach Zeri Mocho, Chayeb Shul, Musaki Pesach, the Chayeb Mishum Beine, the Ashkechon Bilyan Dibale Chayim, the Chzim Vayiven as Hatzela. How do you know that there is a Bilyan Dibale Chayim? One could say, Bilyan is only Shayach, you know, in inanimate things, you know, you build a house. But Chayim, Bilyan. So he says, we find the expression of Bilyan, the Gabi Balachar. The Bilyan himself says, Vayiven as Hatzelah, when he created Chavor. So Vayiven. So you see from this Rashi that the Pshat in Vayiven as Hatzelah means he built out of the rib. I mean, it's not Rashi. That would be the known Shabbos today. Yeah, known Shabbos of Tzadikei. Elamar Avui, Tzadikei Yom Dao, first line. Elamar Avui, Di Yipos Mi Rav Yisro Tchani, Ki Chales Chayeves Mishim Tzivas, Ki Deles Epikeses Mishim Beit, Ki Chidem, Ki Chidem Rabbinim Dikach, Ei, Ki Didorish Rabshim Menasi, Ayiven Anishem Rekim Esatzeila Mulami, Ki Kila Akonizbor Ki Nechal, Ki Yivio Eitzel Odom, Shechein Likrati Hayam, Kiren Likalis Ebnisi, So the Gemara says that there is Bilyan the Baal HaChayim from that post. Vayiven Avishem Elohim Esatzelah. So that means that Vayiven is to be understood in the sense of building. All right. Now, the Gemara Nigeh.
So how we are supposed to understand this binyan? What is it?
The Rebbeinu built the woman out of the ribs of men.
It's a mapis morsel.
It was some edifice that the Rebbeinu Shalom built. So we see that the Gemara says that binyan balachayim because vayiven. So vayiven, I mean, how is it translated not built, formed? It's translated
so
as God formed the woman out of the ribs of men. But formed, built, is Hayat.
The Mapis Morsa still is not the binyan.
What?
This Mapis Morsa still is not the Pesach.
The formation of the woman, yeah, that's true. But we see there is such a thing as binyan balachah.
Why is Mappa's Forest a binyan there?
All the differences are the same. Let's say, if somebody builds the Sears building, so the Empire State Building, that's one edifice. And somebody builds a little shed, you know, or a little suture, that's also a building, but it's not the same. You have all kinds of buildings. Now, this is a very relevant Gemara as an answer to all the Chachamim, the enlightened people who say that Torah Judaism considers the woman as being of an inferior status. So, you can see how true it is. But now there is a halacha of gadlus. A boy becomes a gadol at the age of 13. A girl, everybody knows, becomes a tailor at Bas Mitzvah at the age of 12. Why is it so? So the Gemara in immediate after him says, explains it. Omar Afrizde, my time with the Rebbe, Rebbe says it, that a Bas becomes a tailor at the age of 12, and then becomes a girl at the age of 13. Why is it so? So, my time with the Rebbe, the Tzimba, even at Mishem Rekin is a tailor. Murami Chenos Nakodish, Bohu, Bino Yisera Bisho, Yesem Bish. Because a woman is superior to man, has more intelligence than man. So that's right. A man does not possess that intelligence that a woman possesses. A girl is innately superior intelligence-wise to a boy. It's not that, as the Chachamim say, it's even some modern rabbis and even modern rabbis that the Talmud considers the woman as being, you know, the lower level. I mean, between the animals and between the monkey and the man. So on the contrary, you see that the Gemara declares that the reason as to why a girl becomes Bas Mitzvah at the age of 12 and the boy only at the age of 13, because Bino Yisero Nosna could be both of the Isha Lishadish. That the Bein Shalom endowed the woman with more intelligence than a man. That's what the Gemara says. So how do we know that? So that we deduce from the proceed that even at the Shemuel King is a tailor, Mulami Chenos Nakodish, both who do not be saved at the Yisho, Yes and Yish. So it seems from this Gemara that Vayiven is not to be understood in the sense of building, that the Rebbein Shalom built the woman out of the ribs of man, but that the Rebbein Shalom endowed the ribs of Adam with superior intelligence, thus forming her into a woman. So in other words, it's not from the Sheiresh Bonoi, but from the Sheiresh Bin. You know, Bonoi, that's the Sheiresh of Binyan, of building. Understanding, comprehending, was the Sheiresh Bin. Beis Yud Nun. So, but even, it seems from this Gemara is not from the Sheiresh Bonoi, but it's from the Sheiresh Bin. So how does the Gemara say? How does the Gemara say? Very Kamatzia that Matzim of Bin and the Balachayim, Matzim of Bin and the Balachayim, because by even a Yishan Lachim Satzilo, but here by even that it means build, it means Bin and Yisayon Osakadim Bo. He endowed the rib, the Rebbein Shalom, endowed man's rib with superior intelligence, thereby forming that into a woman. So it's from being apparently, grammatically, there is a common sheresh for building and for understanding. Now, in all these glory in Big Book, it's not mentioned in the Torah it's not mentioned, and in the Gemara, I mean, how do you know all these things? That the beings of the Sheirah is banal, and of understanding the Sheirah is being. Now, who said that? I mean, is it mentioned in the Gemara? It's mentioned in the Rambam, it's mentioned in the Rishayim, all right. Rabbi Yehuda ben Janach, you know, he conceived all these glory, but it's... you know, it's not Halacha L'Mishum Sinai, all this glory in Yigdal. So apparently it appears that building and understanding have the same share. They have the same share. I mean, you can say, because certainly insofar as the deductive method of reasoning is concerned, so it's analogous to building. I mean, how do you build? You put a row of stones at the bottom of the ground, then you take another row of stones and you put it on the first row of stones, then you take a third row of stones and the fourth, so you pile up one row of stones, one row of bricks upon another row of bricks, or let's say if you build with wood, logs of wood, same thing. And how does the deductive method take place? Same way. The deductive method, same way. So that's why. So in Haname, it means both. But even in Shem Lekumus Atzeiro, it means both. Both are implicit in the Pshat of the Pasuk. But even in the sense he built, and by even he endowed, the Danish home endowed a man's ribs with superior wisdom, because wisdom he operates deductive reasoning certainly, and inductive reasoning also, same way with the inductive reasoning. So you pile up a number of data, this fact, that fact, and then you build the whole thing. So whether it's deductive reasoning or inductive reasoning, it conforms to the pattern of building. But I don't know whether this is true. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda ben Janach says that the brilliance of the Sheirah is banal, and of understanding the Sheirah is being. I don't know whether this is so. I mean, all the form of people can be Mahara. I mean, without becoming an upkeret, you know, you can be Mahara after all the glory. But anyway, so it seems. From the Gemara in the Matznia, it appears, this Rashi is here, that Vayiven is to be understood in the sense of building. And from the Gemara in Nide, it appears that Vayiven is to be understood in the sense of wisdom. Okay, now, if you could look up its connection with Tesis, Mitir Shehut Cholitzer, in the Shiles of Chuvas Mishi Dover of the Mitziv, Chuvah Lamed Zayin Lamed Ches to his son Reb Chaim Balin. So he discusses this Gemara of Rav Pape and Rav Boke. And he discusses the whole union of Mitir Shehutro, Havor Yitzir, Achut Oshur Yitzir. It's a remarkable simon in the Mishi Dover. So that, I mean, and we should, tomorrow we should, I don't know how far, I don't want to say I'm doing never, but we should cover a lot of ground. We certainly will not go beyond the Daftes. That's